You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wake up. Hey, wake up to a happy day.
You have a noon tea time.
Oh my God, you got a hold of that one.
Danny and Dusty.
Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Whoop. You guys have it, I think.
Afternoon delight.
On U.S. Open Week.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Danny and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome into Danny and Friends on this beautiful Friday afternoon. Patrick Harris with you. To my left, that guy actually is on this show all the time. That's Danny Meringue. That's you. We got Big O on the ones and twos today. Will Ortner in the house. Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you, man.
You know, this guy's one of my favorite people to see, and I don't get to see him enough. Mostly because every time I see him, there's less of him.
Yeah, he gets skinnier.
I've put on a little bit. Ice cream's been a problem this summer.
How do you do that, man? Every time I talk to you, you're like, I just eat chicken and drink light beer. And I'm like, man, that ain't my crew at all.
Ice cream's become a problem. Look, it's summer, sunny, it's nice.
Especially when it heats up fast. Yep. I've sensed this so many times. I'm not a big sweets guy. I don't really, that's not my downfall.
Right there with you, brother.
But when it gets super hot outside, That little pint of Häagen-Dazs when I'm walking through the grocery store, I'm like,
pfft. See, and mine's always like a Topo Chico. I want a beverage.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
there
I want a like beverage.
That. I like that.
Or some Ragnés, you know.
There you go. I'm with Ortner on this. My wife has the sweet tooth, and so there's always like something around the house. But if I don't get to it fast enough, it will disappear out of my house.
And see, I have the ultimate test of my willpower, which is why I know it's not willpower, why I know it's just me. I got three kids, man. I got 8, 10, and 12. Those little suckers, they'll eat anything.
Oh, God, yeah.
Anything with sugar.
Yeah.
Yesterday was the last day of school, so we got some crumble cookie for them.
Oh, there you go. You doing the crumble cookie review?
I don't know if they do review. I think they just... They like.
Have you not seen that? Like
I think I've seen that.
That
yeah.
was like the early TikTok of like people were like crumble cookie review.
And it
was
check out like, my TikTok.
Yeah, that's 100 like from their
born
car
on craft cookies.
Yeah, and it was hilarious because like there was one woman who did it in that voice. And 11 billion followers later, I'm just like, you know, everybody tries to make it like social media influencer, and very very few do.
Very few do.
But the ones that do, I'm just like. That's it?
That's it.
That's it? Like, especially when you see the one that's like, I'm going to sound like a terrible dude right now. Isn't that hot?
Bro out. Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, you're just like.
You're not even that hot. You can't sit with us.
And I'm not even talking about.
She doesn't even go here.
I'm not even talking about the women. Like, the dudes, too. Like, the dudes have their lanes, too.
Totes.
You know what's insane? Like,
I got no problem telling him that that's a good-looking dude.
I'm like,
that guy's an influencer? What he's saying is dumb, but man, that's a good-looking dude.
I'd buy what he's selling. You know what I mean? Like, this is going to be such a derail. Do you know who makes, like, the most money in OnlyFans?
Who?
The dudes.
Do they?
Yeah, like per...
Is it for the homosexual community?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All there, right.
There's a huge, and the only reason I know this, I
shout out my homies in that world.
I have a friend. She makes millions.
Yeah, yeah.
In that world.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, not even close.
She's like, there. She goes, you don't know them because they aren't pushed as much.
Yeah.
But the ones that do, absolutely crush. And yeah. I was like, really? She goes, oh, you have no idea.
I can imagine. I can imagine because in, you know, society standards, it's like, oh, I don't know, that's a little risque. But yeah. Dude, in the world of adult entertainment, man, that S is as normal as it comes.
Oh yeah, no, it was just, but I always found that interesting. And then they're like, yeah, there's fewer of them, and they aren't like in the algorithm. Like
yeah.
If you go on TikTok or IG, there's always like, what is it? The what do they always use? The chili pepper link, like the they use like a little chili pepper emoji.
I don't know it.
Emoji. Emoji.
Emoji.
God, I just sound
old
as hell.
Hi, old man.
Emoji. Ugh. God.
No, I don't know it. So it's a little pepper.
Yeah, they'll do that with like the little link emoji. Like okay. They'll put their OnlyFans or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they all do the same thing. And the reason I know this is because my golf freaking algorithm occasionally throws in like the, what's her name? Grace Charis, whatever the hell her name is.
The Hots.
Yeah. And then Paige and like, and it's like golf, 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 hot. I'm like, and if you do the thing, if you do the thing where you pause,
they know
for 1 second, you're like, look, I'm a dude. I look for 1 second, then I keep it moving. But now, instead of one every 10 slides, it's every 8. And then it's every 7. I'm like, stop it,
it's
stop
every
it,
other.
Stop it, stop it.
It's that, I don't know if you see these, but you know, back to having kids, I watch Disney movies when they come out.
Yeah.
Inside Out. Inside Out 2 has new emotions in it.
Yeah.
And it's basically the algorithm.
Yes.
It's like, oh, you stop for 10 seconds? We'll keep that on you.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, is there anything else, speaking of like men doing well in OnlyFans, what other things are there out there that you would think one sector would do better than others but don't?
You know,
like this could be a nice bracket challenge.
No, it is one of those. Like, only reason I know this, my wife is, you know, huge into clothes and makeup and all that stuff. I think he got canceled, but there was the makeup guy, Jeffree Star.
Okay.
He has his own line.
Mm-hmm.
He got caught up in something. I think it was pretty nasty, but like, I remember like coming out of COVID, he exploded and it was just like, he was an
influencer. Like the highest paid influencer for makeup.
Yeah.
And it's a guy.
Yeah. And it was like, I think number one is Kylie.
It was James Charles. I think you're thinking of James Charles.
Is that who it is?
Star is a big one, too,
yeah,
but
okay.
James Charles was friendly with,
well,
he's friendly with some young people.
Okay, so
oh,
yeah.
A little too young?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But yeah, like, there are influencers. What I think it's one of the Jenners, Kylie or Kendall has.
Kylie.
It's Kylie. And, she's worth,
okay.
like, $2
billion. Yeah, literally. And it's makeup.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell?
Rihanna's the same.
She's
same way.
Made more money in makeup than she has in music.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
I've probably seen more of her makeup than heard her songs. She's Umbrella, right?
Yeah.
I fully embrace old man. I bet you NIL is probably similar to that in like
reverse.
The Libby Dunn's of
yeah.
the world. You know, we're all talking about that, you know, that idiot at Tennessee and how much money he wants or mm-hmm. how much Cooper Flagg made it.
He
Duke
might,
last year.
Cooper might actually be the number one athlete
he
right
might
now
be,
in NIL earnings.
But I wouldn't be shocked if 2, 3, and 4 are women gymnasts from
oh, yeah.
the SEC.
Yeah, I mean, Livy was up there. Jade at Oregon State, she was way up there.
I mean, didn't Livy come out and say after the settlement was dropped by the settlement was announced mm-hmm. by the NCAA, she was like, that doesn't even compare to how much money I've lost.
Oh, yeah. No, I would imagine. Because her, she's got the, was it Vuori, and then there's another national ad campaign that she does. I can't remember who it's with. But yeah, I mean, it's obscene amounts of money.
Man, how do we get into that?
Be a 19-year-old hot.
There's got to be a world for a 40-year-old dad bod, right?
I mean,
with this voice?
I mean,
with the golden pipes?
I mean, don't get me
Come
wrong.
On.
They're
Come on.
Just show feet.
Show feet. I don't know if you want to see my feet.
That's,
I don't know if you want to see
I don't
my
kink
feet.
Shame. That thing is, that's like the weirdest
oh,
thing.
Oh, I don't kink shame either, but I don't think you want to see no. my feet. The toes aren't so great. I'm super flat. Like, there's no arch.
Okay.
People are like, I have flat feet. And I'm like, like flat like boards?
Yeah,
they're like,
no,
my arch is tiny. It's like, oh, I got one.
Yeah, no.
I don't know if people, maybe that's the deep kink.
There you go.
Maybe
see
that's
see, I, see,
the
I've,
number one
I've got a
foot
something.
Influencer on OnlyFans is this flat-footed 40-year-old fat dude
see,
from
look,
Vancouver,
I got,
Washington.
I got the monkey toes.
Oh.
I got the long, long spread out toes.
What size shoe are you?
I'm a 12 and a half.
I am a 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5'6" life, size 12.
So we both got the,
we live in the world.
Mr. Potato Head body.
Dude, what?
Huge feet, no legs.
Dude. 1080, only the fan. I swear to sweet, tiny, infant baby Jesus. Still learning your shapes and colors. Duo feet. I mean, I don't want to touch your feet. But for $1 million, our feet can touch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, if there was like a promise
there's
of real money,
there's always
brother,
a dollar.
I would sell it in a heartbeat.
There is always
heartbeat.
Always a dollar.
No, it was like, people knew the things that I did when I was younger for so much less.
For free.
Dude,
we did this for free.
God, I shouldn't even bring this up. Screw it.
No, do it. What do we care? It's Friday.
The statute of limitations is far past here.
Whoa, is this illegal?
No, it would have gotten me in trouble when I was in the Air Force.
Okay, all right, there you go.
We went to a strip club, and there's an amateur strip night, and I ended up winning that night. I won
$500
bucks that night.
Yes!
Look, when I was younger, the more alcohol I drank, the more naked I got.
That was great.
Well, here's the thing. Look, I look like a slob now. There's no doubting it. Like, I've lost damn near 100 pounds after my hip surgeries and everything else.
And you're still like,
I might still got to lose another 35 pounds. Like, this sucks, dude. But back then, I had a body you could bounce a quarter off of. And I got from, like, in good shape in, like, high school. And then, like, it clicked of, like, oh, this is what it means to be really in shape.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When I was in the military, like, I was looking for reasons to get naked. Like,
huh? Because you're like, I got it.
There was a cockiness. There was an arrogance. I was like, yeah, dude, let me go ahead and peel this off. And like, even before, you know, anything else ever happened in my life, there is probably God knows how many pictures of me in either just a cowboy hat or boots that I could never, ever, ever, ever run for political office, not considering literally anything else I've ever done in my life.
I was never a big naked guy. Still am not. But I did do theater a lot. I was an actor for a long time. There were a couple times where I had to show the jewels. A couple times. One of them I won a scholarship and a Kennedy Center Award for.
Oh, there
humble
you go.
Brag there. But the closest I ever did was one year for Halloween, I was Anthony Kiedis.
Ooh.
I had a wig.
Tube sock?
And three socks.
Hey.
I was in a lot better shape then than I am now. Not quite like heroin body Anthony Kiedis.
Oh, yeah, man.
But enough to pass at a party.
Look,
enough to make it work.
The heroin dries you out almost as good as the water starvation.
I know.
It's pretty good.
I know. I wanted to have fun, and I was like, well, maybe I should just like really dive into this character. And I was like, I don't think Anthony Kiedis is a guy you really want to dive into.
No, especially at that point in time.
Yeah.
It's still insane to me that Flea was the sober one.
Dude, I think about that all the time with the Fugees. The Fugees are one of my favorite rap groups of all time, and The Score is one of my favorite hip-hop albums of all time. And it's like, really? The Crackhead? Proswell? He's the most legit of the three of them? Really? The Crackhead?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you look at Flea and you're like, that dude's done a lot of drugs. And they're like, no, he's stone cold sober. He just looks like that.
Yeah, he just looks like that.
Huh? Interesting.
Yeah, I guess the crackhead, you know, it doesn't have enough time to, you know, fleece his entire native country of millions of dollars or be a really insufferable human being when it comes to other people listening to her music.
I know. No, come on.
All right. Crack is king.
There you go.
Crack is back, y'all. Oakley Doakley, well, we do have
pivot
a show.
Out of that.
We do have a show for you today. There's a lot to get to. You know it's me, so at some point we'll get to some baseball. We're looking at that in the 1 o'clock hour. Worst day on the web every single day. We'll do that at 1:30. But let's dive right into this. Game 4 of the NBA Finals is tonight, and there's a lot of different ways to go about to look at this. But we'll start with the game itself. Patrick Harrison on an episode of Danny and Friends on Friday, 1080 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
Bought into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
It's 1218 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. There's a Vancouver text line, 503-864-6326. That bad boy will let you interact with us throughout the entire show. Plus, you can catch us on youtube.com/1080TheFan. Text line coming in, the money is managing OnlyFans accounts. I think that's a valid point, but as Danny brought up in the break as we were talking about it, that's probably where some of the most scum of the earth lives.
Indeed.
Indeed. Mm. I don't know if I'm ever bringing myself to that level.
Yeah.
I mean, money changes people, I know that, but boy, I like to feel like I got a good head on my shoulders.
Yeah, I mean, like there's a certain level. Like, I don't need to be like...
Like, I'm watching Paul Skeens on TV right now. And if Livy Dunn comes to me, like, I'm sorry, girl, I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like my wife.
Mm.
I'm happy.
Good for you.
My wife listens to the show. Yours doesn't.
I can make the joke. No. Like, I mean, I'm well aware. We both outkicked our coverage.
Without
like,
a doubt. Without like, a doubt.
I love my wife.
Speaking of outkicking the coverage, we got game four tonight of the NBA Finals. And before we really get into this game, I have to share, this might be, for very different reasons, this might be the most fascinating, captivating finals I can remember since LeBron down 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
Different reasons.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I am really, really glued to this series. And I think, you know, there's a bunch of different storylines. It's the MVP. It's kind of the cardiac kids in Indiana. It's style. For me, it's style.
The pacemakers.
The pacemakers.
You like that?
I do like that. I didn't love the yes sirs shirts.
Shout out to the guys of the Ringer Group chat, Justin Barrier. They came. They solicited and they landed on the pacemakers.
But I like that a lot.
My submission was we could call them the military industrial complex because they're powered by Halliburton.
Government contracts. But I think it all boils down to its style of play. And maybe that's why I was so fascinated by that 3-1 LeBron team that came back, because their styles were so different. You know, the Warriors are bringing
us the death lineup. Yeah.
Yeah. The Warriors are bringing us this new style of play, which kind of dominated the league for 10 years. And I don't know if it's like we talked about this last time we were together, this new style of play that's kind of come along the last couple of years, but has really shown itself. I think that's why I'm watching basketball.
Yeah.
Basketball's
coming back. And like everybody tried to replicate the death lineup Warriors. And it's like nobody can replicate it because nobody else has the best shooter of all time on their roster. And then also maybe the fifth best shooter of all time in Klay Thompson. Oh, and maybe the best generational defender of an era in Draymond Green.
Top five all time, maybe.
Oh, and probably the best scorer in the history of the game in Kevin Durant.
Oh, like, by the way, we drafted all three of them in 2 years.
It's like, in Klay, Steph, and Klay. And it's like, you can't replicate that because you have the best of the best of the best doing what they do at their peaks. And then, we're going to put the most dominant efficiency level score in the history of the game and Kevin Durant in it. Like,
right.
good luck.
Right. And you're absolutely spot on. You can't replicate it. But I think what we're seeing in this finals is, I think this is replicable. I think you can do this.
You can. And
you do need a guy. Yes. And guys don't grow on trees.
No.
And you need a couple guys. You know, there's a big three brewing in OKC. But that big three ain't getting the job done so far.
But they're all incredibly young. And I think where you're seeing the changes here that matter, they're happening. And this is like, anybody who's ever listened to me for any period of time, you know how I feel about coaching in the NBA. It's not nearly as impactful as coaching, say, in the NFL.
Right.
It's just, you're not in the nuts and bolts of it to where you can force impact as much.
It's like Phil shared the secret with everyone. It's like, you got to kind of let guys ball.
Yeah.
And you got to kind of push
right
them.
Buttons.
And like, Kerr is great at it, too.
Yeah, it's don't get me wrong. There's very significant X and O's things that happen that Carlisle and Dagnall have done, mm-hmm. and I'm not taking away from that at all.
But don't think you are.
But it's putting guys in the best positions, both mentally, emotionally, physically, but also and then like knowing how to like nudge them psychologically and kind of take advantage of certain things. Now, on the actual X's and O's things, like the things that the Pacers did different in Game 3, they got Tyrese Halliburton free. And they did that through...
And they had to.
And that was the thing, is like, you look at how many paint touches he had in the first couple of games, and he just wasn't able to get there, and he wasn't able to get a shot off. And the Pacers are now, I think it's 8-1 in the playoffs this year when Halliburton scores 20 or more. Because when he scores, again, we don't expect him to score 30-plus, 40-plus. That's not who he is. But when his scoring rises, so does his assists.
Well, and his teammates say that, too. They're like, we got to get him going. And it's not necessarily, you're right, he's not a 30-point-a-night guy. SGA could drop 36 any game he plays.
He averages 34.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And that's the kind of guy he is. That's the type of score he is. Hallie's just not that way.
Hallie's a diesel engine. Where you got to warm
he's
him
got
up?
Old school power point or a point guard?
Yeah, no, he is. He gets guys going. And look, if you want to draw a Portland parallel, he's a lot like Dame in a sense of like Dame would end up with 30 on a given night, but it's because he's dropping 20 in the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
So
because he had to.
In the, I can't. God,
a lot of times it was because he
I
had
can't
to.
Remember what show. Oh, it was Zach Lowe's show. He brought up a great point of like the difference between like a guy like Halliburton and a guy like Steve Nash and Chris Paul, and then a guy like Trae Young. Mm. Because when you're playing the Trae Young Hawks, when they go to the Eastern Conference Finals, stuff like that, it's four quarters of nothing but Trae Young pick and roll.
Yeah.
Like, you're seeing the same thing for four quarters.
And him just muscling. It's a little old school ISO ball.
It's a lot of pick and roll, ISO heavy basketball. But by the fourth quarter, you've seen it 80 possessions.
you can eventually start to shut it down.
You can understand where they're trying to go with stuff. Dame always told me, he goes, the first two quarters, I'm usually trying to look at, okay, how are they playing this? What are they going to do this? I don't want to show them everything. So come fourth quarter time when we're right there, I've got 3, 4, 5 different things that I can go to as counters that I've set up all game long and I could go into. You look at a guy like Steve Nash. You look at a guy like Chris Paul. Those are the guys that I've said that Hallie is more like than anybody else.
I'm a big Jason Kidd guy. But I don't think he's like Kidd. I think you're right. He's more Paul.
Kidd was more of a power guard.
Right.
Whereas Nash and Paul, they weren't scorers. Even though both those guys are damn near 50, 40, 90 career shooters, which is like Hallie, they don't score for three quarters. But usually come fourth quarter, it's a 12, 15-point explosion of, I'm going to get by you, get to the elbow, pull up. I'm going to get by you, pull this three. I'm going to get by you, and then now you're worried about me pulling off this screen. You're taking a step earlier, yeet, and now I've got a wide-open dunk on the backside. It's a cerebral level of game that a coach like Carlisle can really pull the strings with of like how they got – like they unlocked Hallie by not only putting in more DHOs and more direct actions – they ran a lot more decoy actions on the backside, but they also moved Pascal Siakam out of the mid post and more to the nail in the middle of the floor so that when they loaded up on it, now Hallie can scram out to the outside. And now Pascal's got four options when the defense is completely collapsed. And now you're in this kind of a bind of, I don't necessarily want to, you know, hedge on this, but I have to. And if I do that, now Halliburton's able to walk into a shot, or Nesmith, or Nembhard, or whoever it is. And now the Thunder, which they've never been in really this season, they're in scramble mode. And like those are the things, like the coaches are, like Terry Stotts was great at optimizing like the top 3-4 guys on his team offensively. That was what, like, the reason the Blazers had such an incredible offense, like, oh, it's this, that, or the other. It's like, no, he saw Dame and CJ, and then when he got Nurk, of like, that before Nurk got hurt, the Dame Nurk pick and roll was one of the best offenses in the entire league.
I mean, Nurk fever. Like, remember how big that was?
If I remember right, the Dame Nurk pick and roll
averaged, felt like it was legit.
Oh, it was. They averaged like 1.22 points per possession, which over 100, that's 122 points.
That's great.
That's an insane level of offense. And so Terry goes, we're going to run this a lot, but we're going to run it in 18 different variations.
Yeah.
We're going to run some spread pick and roll.
So
we're
you
gonna
can't pick up on it.
We're going to run some empty corner pick and roll. We're going to run some actions on the backside. Like, we're going to get Dame to his pet spots, and Carlisle does that probably better than any coach in the league of, like, we're going to have a package or a suite of things that we're going to do. And then, but instead, like, they'll rearrange the order of how they're going to attack it and set it up, and then they'll add a little spice to it. Like, okay, instead of doing this with this, we're going to do this, and you think we're going to run, you know, this, you know, flare screen on the backside, but it's actually – it's the third thing in five different machinations, and they're only, you know, 8 seconds into the shot clock, and you're like, oh, crap, what else is coming?
And we've got 15 seconds still to go here.
Yep, and that's like they're just flying,
that's
and going.
That's the pace we keep talking about.
Yeah, it's not just how fast they get down the court. It's how fast they get into their offense and how fast they get everything going while in the offense. It's not a Hoosiers thing or a triangle offense where it's very methodical and this, that, and the other. It's chaos, but it's very, very structured.
Controlled chaos. Yeah. Yeah, you can, I mean, if you're talking head, the best player in the finals right now has been SGA. I mean, no doubt about it. When the fourth quarter comes around, best player is Tyrese Halliburton. And don't be, you know, if Indiana does go on to win this, kind of what you were talking about, that Halley-Siakam combo, he's the key to me. Because if you free up, like you were just saying, when you can free up Halliburton, you're not just freeing up Halliburton, you're freeing up Pascal Siakam. Yeah, you've got those guys on the perimeter that can hit shots. But Siakam, we saw it in Toronto, helped win a title for them in that. Like, he can adapt, he can mold, he can move around, he's athletic for his size. And you're right, it has put OKC on their heels. And this is where the coaching comes back into it. Is there a way that the coaching staff can adapt to that? Or is Carlisle going to just keep reinventing this until the buzzer sounds on a game four win? Or on a fourth win of the series, and then it's over.
And that's the crazy thing.
Can they catch up?
And that's the thing tonight. This game, you know, we talked about going into game three. Did the Pacers have to win it when Dusty was in on Wednesday? And I was like, I think they have to because they need to put the pressure on OKC and make them really feel it. Because if
they haven't looked good with pressure.
No. And that's where the youth comes into play. It's not like the Pacers are this incredibly experienced team.
Agreed.
But you do have some veteran play in Miles Turner, who's been there for a decade. You do have Pascal Siakam, who, even though he wasn't the biggest piece, he was in year three in Toronto, knows what it's like to be in those pressure situations and win a title. Halley has a level of mental stability and toughness that has resonated literally to multiple game-winning shots. The team has had multiple game-winning shots. They don't know how to die. And there's something about, like, if all of a sudden the pressure starts to build, and these are the things that you can't account for, that if the Pacers can push those buttons, now all of a sudden you get to see what this young OKC team's made of.
Well, was it Jalen Williams? You know, we'll get out on this. Was it Jalen Williams who said when he was mic'd up, he said something, I could be getting this all wrong, but I swear there was an OKC player who said something like, they're down 11 going into the fourth quarter and they're comfortable.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That's scary, especially on a team that's not dominant. Steph, Clay,
no.
Durant, Iguodala, whatever your cast, Wiggins, whatever your cast of characters are. I've never seen a team down 11 without the firepower of some of those teams we've mentioned feel like, oh, we got this.
I mean, if you look at...
Because basketball is a game of runs, but in the fourth quarter in the NBA Finals, you can't rely on yourself going on a run. It's almost like they don't rely on themselves. They just know they will.
They just know they can, because, and you've seen it play out, because through these three games, in the second half, the Pacers are outscoring the Thunder by 20 points overall.
In the three games combined?
In three games combined, they are outscoring the Thunder by 20 in the second half.
Do you have Halley's points
I can pull up their
I mean, game two is probably going to skew it a little bit.
But they make adjustments. Here's the thing. We have yet to see, I think, the best version of either team play their best game.
I'd agree. And it's still been captivating basketball,
yes.
Which is probably why, going back to my original point, why I'm so fascinated.
I want to see what both these teams look like when they're like, it's rare that it happens, but I want to see both these teams going at it. I want to see a game where OKC is humming like they are to start games, because they've been very good starting games, whether it's hitting shots or being disruptive in game one, getting 19 turnovers. But we have yet to see the Pacers really fly around in the first half. Can we get a game where both these teams are humming in both halves and have it come down? Like, you don't have to expend all the energy either side to make a comeback or anything along those lines. Just have this be a nail biter from opening tip to the final horn, and then in the final 2 minutes, what happens?
That's a great point, and I want to get to that next. I want to stick with this. It makes me fascinated about what tonight is going to look like, because I do think tonight will actually – the series starts tonight, in my opinion, even though – Indy's up 2-1.
It's usually
2-2, game five, series starts now. No, I think the series starts tonight.
But it feels – this. I said this yesterday, and I'm surprised nobody called me on it, but I said it's a best-of-four series.
It is.
Because that's kind of weird, because it's an even number, but it's like it's a best-of-four series right now, and it feels like even though it's that even number, it's like that – like can you grab that first game – and then put the pressure on.
Exactly. And then I want to transfer over and take a look at Vegas. Does Vegas know something we don't, or are we actually ahead of Vegas on this one? This is Danny and Friends, but first we'll toss it to the Big O with sports.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
Previewing later on in the show, 2 o'clock hour, I'd love to get into. I got a kind of a beef with NBA draft player comps that I need to get off my chest. Some other NBA things I need to get off my chest. We'll do in the 1 o'clock hour. Like Michael Beasley. Like what are we doing here?
Oh come on, be easy. Come on now.
I'm gonna need some help on that.
I'll walk you through it.
Yeah, you can walk me through that. We'll get to that in the 1 o'clock hour. But I want to stick here with the NBA Finals. As Game Four is set for tonight. We were talking like. Danny, you're spot on. It's a best of four. It's a best of four because can you stop Indiana from winning two games? And if you can, it's probably yours.
That's the reality.
That's the reality.
Like, and it being 2-1.
You can't go 2-2.
No.
You can't go 2-2.
No. And that's why I said it's weird to say a best of four, but it's like if all of a sudden Indiana wins this game – now OKC is fighting for their life.
Right, and that's kind of what I was teasing about with Vegas. What scenario do you see in which Vegas actually makes the Pacers a favorite in any of these games? This series could go 7 games. This series could be over in 5 games. And has there ever been an NBA finals in which the favorite team in every game didn't win a title?
Off the top of my head, I don't think
like, think about it.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
OKC, if they lose tonight, they could get blown out tonight. They're going to be favored in Game 5.
Yeah, as weird as it is.
Because they'll
be at home.
If they win tonight, they'll be favored, obviously. Yeah. They're favored tonight. Like, look, I know Vegas, they know their stuff. That's what they do. That's why they are they are.
The series will shift drastically at the books if the Pacers win tonight.
You think so?
Overall, the series, yes.
Sorry to cut you off there.
Well, no, it's going to be 3-1, and there's only been one team that's ever come back from 3-1.
It'll be 3-1, Game 5 in OKC, Thunder heavy favorites.
Yes.
I get that. Are you telling me that you think Indiana would be a favorite in Game 6?
Yes, 100%.
See, I don't know that.
100%.
I don't know that. And I don't know if it's because, you know, the Yak Jaws on TV, they keep telling me that the Thunder are going
to
win this
how
series.
How many times do we need to see it? How many times do we need to
That's the question I'm asking. Like, I don't know if Vegas has a number of times. I feel like they're going to, because the public walked into this series, myself included, guilty as charged, so heavily believing that OKC
Thunder and five, Thunder
would,
and six.
Would dog. I thought six. Yeah. I didn't think five. I thought Indiana would give them a run, but I didn't think they had a real shot. Everybody told us that maybe this is where Vegas knows that money is still going to come in on OKC no matter what.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why they're favored in every single game.
Probably. There's probably that element to it. Because all of the overwhelming data favors OKC. Like,
As it should.
Well, I mean, it's not just that it's like, you know, the OKC has sported good numbers this year, whether it be offense, defense, net rating, ability to force turnovers, like all of the markers that you talk about. It's like they have the marker of an all-time team. Like, that's the thing about
and
this.
And a future
like,
all-time group.
Yeah, like the numbers that they put up this year, like... it's up there with the Bulls and the Warriors. Mm-hmm. Like it's up there with those Celtics teams of, you know, the last couple of years that have just done absolutely insane things.
I mean, just how many wins they have total this year is in the top 10 of teams.
Well, they went 68 games this year. Like,
And you include the playoffs. If you include their playoff wins, mm-hmm. there's something like, I think I saw this stat yesterday, there's something like eighth all time mm-hmm. in wins. Every team has won a finals except for the 3-1 LeBron over
yeah.
the, what is Warriors. That, 71 yeah. win Warriors
yeah.
team.
73. Yeah.
73. So this team is stacked. I guess I'm just, I'm always fascinated by,
and they lied.
I'm always fascinated by Vegas because as a non-sports gambler, it's kind of why I don't gamble because I don't.
You're like,
I don't get it. Like yeah. tonight, oh my God, would I not touch this game with a 10-foot pole? I was in Vegas during game one.
That's right.
And I was like, I'm about to put a parlay down on SGA being the high point score total and Indiana winning this game outright. And I wish I would have done it, but I didn't do it.
Did you make any sports bets while you were down there?
I made a bet on Cleveland Yankees.
Okay.
I had the over-under. Tanner Bibee was on the bump against Carlos Rodon.
Mm.
And it was an over-under of 8. And the money line was 220 for the Yankees. So mm-hmm. I parlayed that with an under and a Cleveland win.
How we do?
4-3 loss.
Oh.
Under 8. And it was really weird. We'll talk about this in the 1 o'clock hour with strike zones and ejections. Tanner Bibee had Chaz Chisholm left for dead.
Mm.
Strike on the outside. And the ump called it a ball. Next pitch, 2-run double into the gap.
Yeah, that'll happen.
I was so furious. Happy side.
You got to feel the pain in the sports book.
Preschool wife, she was looking at me like, Patrick, it's June baseball. Why are you freaking out? I was like, shut up, lady. We got money on this. but that's why tonight it's like something I just wouldn't touch. I have no idea where
OKC
to go.
OKC 5.5. I'm just sitting there looking at it like, because I mention this every time. For those that don't know, if your standard line, if you're the home team, you were favored by 5.
3.
Well, in the NBA, it's 5.
Oh, in the NBA, it's 5. I thought it was 3.
5.
I thought it was like football that it was
no,
3.
No, it's 5 in the NBA. So that means that
it's a pick'em.
Well,
oh no,
it's a 10-point line.
It's a 10-point line. Yeah, that's right.
If they played,
so they're still going heavy on OKC.
Yeah,
I still can't believe I don't know if I'm touching that.
If
I kind of like Indiana,
gun tonight. To my head, five and a half is a number that I really don't like.
No,
because
it borders on a close game that ends in free throws, or it borders on a semi blowout that the Pacers catch up in the end.
Yeah. And it's like
too close.
That's that backdoor cover, you know. You're always
it's like 4.5 in a football game. You're
I don't
like you.
I don't
like you.
Thank
you.
But yeah, that's a big part of this. Gun to my head, I would take the Pacers.
I think so too.
I
are we drinking Kool-Aid
no.
or
look, you,
are we taking?
You've heard me talk about the Pacers on and off air. You know where I stand with them.
Are we? Can we take the tinfoil hat off
yep.
and not go, I think I have Pacers, and just go, I have the Pacers yeah, tonight. Can we say that confidently?
I think I would take Pacers money line
oh,
and
just
cover. I think I'd take them both.
Oh, man.
Because here's the thing. If they win, they're going to win by more than 6.
Yeah. Kind of like what we saw in game 3. They'll pull away.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, from a betting standpoint, we'll get maybe bring old money bags in here, Will Ortner on this. Is the bet OKC leads after the first quarter? Is that your only guaranteed bet?
Honestly, if this was like baseball and you could bet like first 3 quarters lead, I would definitely throw money on the Thunder.
Like hard money on the Thunder? Backdoor?
Yeah.
Live bet the Pacers to win?
Just easy. Like, hey, I'm going to throw money here. And then fourth quarter, I'm betting it all on the Pacers. No, I stay away largely. If you're going to bet anything, I might bet the over. Last time I looked, it was 226.5.
227.5.
The
ESPN bet.
Gotcha. So they were all right around there.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if the Thunder don't go absolutely cold in the final 6 minutes of game 3,
mm-hmm.
that number goes over. You were within 8 points of that line, and you were over that line pace-wise basically until those final 5 to 6 minutes. So if I'm going to throw any money down, I'm going to throw it on the over in point total.
If it's 226... I'd take that. When it gets to 227, 228, 229, like that, that's where it gets...
230 is a lot of points.
Yeah,
right.
that gets dicier. Like, in the regular season, there's matchups where I'll take that. But
Also, you have... I can give you a bunch of hotline numbers if you're hardcore betting regular season NBA basketball.
Whoa. I have some degenerate friends who do very well doing that.
I didn't say they weren't fun people.
Yeah.
I just said that they could probably talk to someone.
Look, I got friends that bet EuroLeague basketball on the regular.
Dude, I know a guy who bets like Aussie football rules, but he's a full-on degenerate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, he's a full-on degenerate.
Like, I got buddies who, like, not even just, like, EuroLeague, but, like, you got into, like, the Balkan basketball and stuff like that. Like, oh, yeah. Like, some true, true basketball sickos.
I'm going to call an audible here. I'd like to stick with this. What do the... If we're both taking the Pacers tonight, what do the Thunder have to do to beat the Pacers? We'll get to that next. It's 1246, Portland Sports Leader Danny and Friends, 1080 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Coming up in the second hour, we will get to a little bit of baseball. Plus, I'll need a little bit of help from you. You've already promised to help me, Danny, so I appreciate that. Plus, worst day on the web. Everybody's favorite at 1:30. But let's wrap up this finals discussion as we go into game four tonight. We're both taking the Pacers. I wonder how many other people feel that way. You know,
the betting public, I'm still probably, I would say it's probably 75-25.
Still going Thunder?
Thunder, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree so too, but I wonder those of us that don't scream at A TV, if you catch what I'm putting down there.
Screaming A.
How many people are on our side and kind of taking the Pacers? Because I think we talked about it a little bit. I think they now have to prove me wrong. Or maybe it's not that. Maybe it's that the Thunder have to prove me wrong.
And if you look at ESPN's matchup predictor, this is not factor in betting. This
right.
is just kind of like the adjusted metrics. It's 52-48 for the Thunder. Okay,
that's like, too close of a game for them.
So that
with the way the so, Pacers so play the game, that's too close.
So
of
the
a game.
Analytics are saying one thing, the betting markets are saying another.
Yeah,
and that's always very interesting. Of like, yeah, because we're going to update the math and kind of go along with these things. It's like, this series is a lot closer than Vegas is portraying it as, and it's a very interesting kind of way to look at things.
And
but
let's not forget, Vegas doesn't care who wins.
No,
they just want their money.
They want to.
They
win.
Want their money.
So, looking at this matchup, the thing that has stood out is yes, SGA has been very good in two of the three games. The last game he wasn't as good. Like that was very prevalent.
But you can count on him for 30 points a game. That means something.
I mean, he was like 24 last game, so he did have they did find a way to slow him down, and that's where you have to give the Pacers their credit. Chet cannot be what he has been.
Agreed. I think he has been the biggest liability for them. You know, you've seen there's some of their rotational guys has been great. Mm-hmm. Having a vet like Caruso has been absolutely fantastic for them. I think it's Chet. I'm right there with you. There needs to be more of a presence down below for him, and he's just frankly got to make shots.
And even beyond that, like the
I love Chet.
The
big
thing
Chet
about
guy.
Look, the thing about Chet is, yes, he's a unicorn, and yes, he can do those things, but we also have to remember how young he is still.
Mm-hmm.
He's 22 years old.
Missed a full season.
Missed half this season with a hip injury. He's got a year and a half mm-hmm. of basketball on his back.
He'd be a senior at Gonzaga next year.
Yeah, think about that.
That's why I love him so much. He's a GU boy.
He's a young dude, and his body is not, like, he's never going to be big.
No.
But he's got to find a way to use his physical advantages to more advantageous outcomes. Mm-hmm. Like, the play that everybody, not everybody, the play that jumps out to me was the end of the last game when it's a 20-80 ball, and Chet should come up with a loose ball late in the game.
80% of the time.
And Nembhard just bodies the hell out of him,
mm-hmm.
says, "Mine."
I heard you talk about this yesterday,
He
I think.
Just grabs that ball, ignites the break, Siakam gets the step through when SGA reaches, and that's pretty much the game. Like,
yeah.
That was like at that point in time, you're like, and that's it.
Well, and morale kind of breaks too.
Yeah, because it's a play that he has to come up with. And I'm not saying Chet lost the game.
No, no, I'm not ready to say that. I think we're both on the same page that
he just needs to be better.
He just needs to be better. He's not the liability.
No,
he's not the reason they're losing.
No. And the other part of this is, as good as OKC is, and how much all these talented players they have outside of SGA, as good as J-Dub is, he is a very good player. But he's not yet become Chris Middleton.
Right.
Like, they're different players, but I look at them kind of the same way, where, like, they're calm, they're steady, they get to their spots, but they're not going to break down a defense all game long. J-Dub's got to have a bit more of an impact, but that somebody else has to be, like, we talk about the changes that coaches have made to rotations and how long guys are on floor and when they're on the floor for. Outside of SGA, there's really nobody on the roster that can get a shot every time. And I won, like, a guy like Isaiah Joe is a guy who's got some wiggle to his game, who you go, you know what, can he go out there? Can you play him more than 4 to 8 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, defensively, he's a bit of a burden because he's a little bit smaller. It's like, you have arguably the best defense in the league this year, and you have all of these other wings and defensive dudes. Like, you can't cover up for one? Like, lean into that maybe a little bit more so there's a little bit more on the dribble juice to unlock a few more things for some other guys so you're not so SGA dependent, either with SGA on the floor or with the SGA off the floor. Just lean into that kind of what you've been all season a little bit more.
I think you're onto something there. I want to see, you know, if I gotta, you know, who's my key player of the game, I want to see more physicality out of OKC on the defensive side. Even more. I want a guy like Lou Dort smacking people.
Well, I mean, Dort and Caruso are going to beat the hell out of you all game, but it's like.
But the problem they're running into is that
every one of the Pacers is doing it.
To be that physical, you also have to kind of try and slow them down, and they've shown us they can't slow them down.
Yeah.
It's hard to be physical and fast at the same time. Physicality slows things down and kind of brings you back to what you want. Playing a full-court defense versus a half-court defense, like really bringing it, and that's why you're seeing, we saw this in game 3, that's why you're seeing guys kind of gassed at the beginning of the fourth quarter.
As fast
kids
as the Thunder.
Kids gassed at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Kids!
Yeah.
That's insane. Missing free throws in the fourth quarter because you're tired.
The Pacers are the best conditioned team in the league.
It's insane.
There's something to be said about that. I liken this back to, it's the Chip Kelly Ducks.
Oh, yeah, you just moved.
They were in better condition at that, like, they were better playing at that pace
and they've been
than anyone else. And they've been, this isn't new to them.
Right.
They've been doing it since camp. They've been doing it like I've referenced this video before. It is a video at Pascal Siakam's house. The whole team came down. He has his own basketball court, full court at his house. The team had like preseason workouts there. And there's a video of Pascal like going, "Look, man, we don't know what this season holds for us. I thought I was going to win a title, like I'd be there all the time, because in my third year I won a title.
Yeah, yeah.
This is my first time back. You know, this is going into the season. It's like, if we made a run, it would be my first time back. Like, you have to cherish these opportunities. Like, because they knew, because they were on their way. They built something last year, and they knew they were going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's there. It was like, we all have to do this thing. We all have to buy in. Everybody has to. Every single one of us. We can't leave anyone behind. So it was like, it's not just Tyrese is fast. It's not just Pascal is fast. It's
Everyone's fast.
It's the whole damn team.
Everybody gets up and down.
And you have to give Pritchard and Buchanan, those guys, an infinite amount of credit for building a team and getting guys that buy into that. Because
Who's that guy?
Yeah, right? But they built a team with an identity of like, no, we are going to do this, and this is going to be who we are, and it's not going to be a flash in the pan. It's not going to be like the 7 seconds or less Suns. It's going to be even more than that. It's going to be pressure for 48 minutes on both sides of the floor, and we're going to be in better shape, and it's going to for them, whoever we're playing, they're going to be in the deep water. We're going to be the SEALs that have trained in the deep water for 48 minutes for 80 plus games, and this is not going to be new to us.
Well, back to what I keep harping, you know, put a bow on it with this, back to what we started talking about this whole finals game four conversation, you know, an hour ago, was this is the new way of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal and Devin Booker are on the Suns, it's just like, just get to the playoffs, they'll turn it on.
They'll figure it out.
Kyrie, James Harden, and Kevin Durant, get to the playoffs, they'll figure it out. I don't know if that exists anymore. We said, you know, people wanted to say that about the Warriors. Well, they were pretty beat up in the end, and Steph looked pretty haggard near the end of the season. But they said that, too. Get them in the playoffs, and they'll be fine. Get the Lakers in the playoffs, they'll be fine. And they were all bad.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we are now.
Continuity, identity, and depth.
The Thunder played hard all year. I would argue the T-Wolves played hard all year. The Knicks don't know how to not play hard because they have to play hard to be in any game. And the Pacers, and that's why those are our Final Four teams. Fascinating game tonight. I cannot wait. It is absolute must-watch TV. Loaded second hour coming up. You know that it ain't going to be me on a show without talking about a little bit of baseball. Plus, we'll have some fun. This is Danny and Friends on 1080 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.